Andrew?
Hello.
Oh, hey, the call dropped, huh?
Yeah,
can
the
you
call
hear me?
Dropped.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I got the credit card real quick.
I got the card number. What's the expiration?
Zero, one, three, zero.
And then the code?
5074.
Perfect. Okay, so that part's done. And then I'll go through that quick voice verification recording and then create the client interview appointment for tomorrow. Some of
this. Yeah, so that's why I merged the call. The person
good.
Gonna be answering the phone and dealing with the website content and taking ownership of this is Roberto's sister, Rosie, and she's on the call now.
Oh, excellent. So Rosie's going to do the client interview, or you both of you will do it on a client on a conference call?
So, Rosie, what is your availability tomorrow or Monday? For how long is the call?
It takes about, actually, they usually have us book out a whole hour. It's probably going to take a little bit under that, like maybe 30, 40 minutes. But, yeah, try to.
Rosie, do you have a set lunch break or no?
Well, I'm off tomorrow, so any time works for me.
Well, I mean, so what are the options for tomorrow then?
Let me look at the calendar and I'll see what's available. You guys are Central Time or Eastern?
Central.
Central, okay, that's what I thought. So we can do, we're pretty much wide open other than 4 o'clock. That's triply booked, but we could do 9, 10, 11, or 4 or
so
5
Rosie,
in the evening.
Do you want to do 9 or 10 is better?
9, 9's fine.
Okay, we'll do 9.
So I'm going to, again, Rosie, just so you know, I'm going to book out that whole hour from 9 to 10, but it's not going to take that long, but I always let people know that the reason I'm booking out the whole hour is in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 9:15, don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then I want to
Is it going to be a Zoom or Teams or a phone call?
A phone call. Which number should we call for the client interview, by the way?
Can you merge? You can call mine or call the 615, the 397-9177.
Okay, and then you'll merge Rosie in or she'll be, okay,
she can merge me in.
And Rosie,
she's the actual, like, contact.
Oh, she's the, okay, so question for you, Rosie, your last name was Albale as well?
Yes.
Okay, and then this is your number two. And then what is your email, just in case?
My email is r, and then last name, albale@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then once we get workspace set up, we'll create email for her with the domain.
Yeah,
but
with the
for
workspace.
Now, we'll do that later.
Understand. Okay, well, I'm glad I have you both on the phone because I'm going to go through that quick voice verification recording. I understand that this is Roberto's business and Rosie, but just for the voice recording, it's going to be applicable to you because the billing was in your name, Andrew. But it says, you know, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Albale General Services.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Andrew Tishner Partner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 2nd, in the non-refundable amount of just $868. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second day in the amount of $518. Of course, you can, you know, add those Google ads, that extra batch on later, right? But it's a month-to-month subscription, so you can cancel the service at any time. In order to prevent the next month's charge, you would just call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm processing the payment now, which is going to trigger a bunch of text messages to go out. I can resend them to you, but I have the other number on here to receive text messages. But
that would be great, because she's going to be the actual one setting things up. I'm just going to help her because I've done it before. So that's great.
Sounds good. So just leave it this way where the text messages go to Rosie, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. So that
Perfect.
She can set
okay.
it up, do her passwords, all of that. I'm just going to help her.
I love it. Okay, that's perfect. And then lastly, do you want me to forward that email to you with the questions for the Google Guaranteed application and for adding us as a manager to the Google profile, or is Rosie going to handle all that too?
She's going to handle that. I do need, personally myself, any type of email you have on transferring the domain, because I need to handle that. If you have any, like, template or what you need. If not, I'll just call the other company, and they'll probably know. Do you have any template on
the transfer? I'm looking at the transfer email. Yeah, just to see. I don't see one that has – oh, wait, there might – instructions on it, but I'll reach out to that department. We're a little bit after hours right now. We work until 6 o'clock central. So just in case they've left for the day, I'll at least get back to
you. Of course, yeah. I need it right now.
Yeah, in case, you know, they don't give me those instructions right now. You know how some people are. They'll be waiting for it, and I just wanted to let you know it might be in the morning.
No, I understand. Yep.
Awesome. Okay, so then other than that, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if either one of you need to contact me, you call the same number. You were just texted at Rosie on some of those notifications that came, and I know Andrew already has it. And you can actually say transfer to Tina or 777. It's a voice-activated system. If you want to talk
Tina,
to me.
Tina, who's going to be... Who's going to be the actual account manager?
It's not assigned yet. Oh, wait, it is. It says it would be Ruben Santa Cruz. Ruben is going to be your account manager. Yeah, I'm happy that it actually assigned it so fast. Usually it doesn't assign it until the next day, but it assigned it right away, so that's good. Okay, so you're good to go there.
So and do you guys, for the account managers, do you have any Spanish-speaking account managers?
He actually is bilingual. Ruben speaks English and Spanish, so that's perfect. I think that he would be really great. Yeah, when I get a Spanish-speaking client that I can't communicate with, I'll always try to either grab him or Lily. They're, like, really good, and he's a Spanish speaker fluent. So, yeah, he'll be great for you.
Awesome.
And then I think I made an error on the pricing, though. The recurring payments will be $618 because I forgot to consider that there's Facebook ads in there. So rather than $518.
That's fine. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
just
not,
letting you know.
It's not applicable because we're going to have this done soon. So.
Okay. So for now, all you need in the morning is an email with the instructions of how to do the domain transfer. But other than that,
now,
Rosie's going to handle everything,
good.
Right? Okay. Okay, so Rosie, I'm going to send you a separate email that says, important, please add us as a manager to the Google profile. So that's just so that, you know, you go in and you add us as a manager so that we can start programming on it. So it's a simple,
but still,
you know,
that's not right until I get the domain release. Because until I get the domain release, you guys can't do Google profile.
Well, remember, in order to get on the first page of Google, and this is just for the Google business page, you know the ads go quicker, right? But just for the Google business page, we quote 45 to 60 days. So we can start the programming if you think you're going to have that within the next couple of weeks. And then we can always, by the time you start getting published on Google and live on the first page, then your site should be up the way you want it to. If it's not, then what
no,
we
I just,
could...
No, the other agency is admin on the Google profile. So I need them to release that as well. I don't think Rosie can log in or start that process until they release.
Understand. Okay. So I apologize. I thought you said you created the Google business page. So I thought you had access. I did
create it, but they are admin, just like you guys are admin to me.
Oh, okay. So if they do it the way we do and keep you as an owner and they just go on as an admin, you should have access to go in and remove them and add Local Splash. But if not, let's say they gave themselves a little bit higher credentials, like an ownership credential, then you would just contact them and tell them to set it back to admin so that you can add us to it, okay? But, again, it sounds like you're well aware of how that works. So,
Rosie, if that doesn't work, then I'll help figure it out.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
So just table that email for now. You'll have it in your inbox anyway to add us to the Google listing, but, you know, you don't have to make it high priority right now because you'll wait to hear from Andrew first. And then in the meantime, you guys are all good to go for the morning. So I definitely enjoy speaking with you. And then, Andrew, I'll follow up with you, you know, in a couple of weeks to a month whenever I see that everything's starting to get published fluently
to bump up
those ads at that time.
Yes.
Okay.
That works. Thanks
so
much.
Sounds good. All right. You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.